Not here, not unless it, well, like we've been here through the week, like we get these rains, like we've had, yeah.
Do they call it gumbo mush?
Mush.
What about the kind of land that's next to a river or a stream? It's kind of low and it's real good for planting because it gets overflowed and it's rich. Do you know what that would be called?
No, because all the land around here right now, it's being planted as long as I can remember. It's not been on the river, so I've been counting.
Have you ever heard of lowland or bottomland?
Bottomland.
What's that?
It'd be something like a creek bottom, maybe a river bottom, something like that.
What about a field that might be real good for growing hay, but not much else?
Probably bottomland there.
Did you ever hear a prairie or meadow?
I don't think we have any prairies around here. We might have a few meadows.
What's a meadow?
Usually people around here think of a meadow somewhere quiet and peaceful, you know? Maybe a small stream running through.
And land that has water standing on it most of the time?
Lowland, probably.
Or has trees growing in it, you can't cultivate.
Swamp.
Anything else besides a swamp?
So that's called swamp.
What about a wet place just out in the field, just an acre or so big, that the cattle could get caught in?
Get caught in?
Yeah, I mean, it's too soggy, it's warm.
It just be low.
And a sort of a swampy place near the Gulf.
Where there's water.
A bit small.
And do you ever hear of a marsh?
Yeah, same thing, swamp.
Swamp and
marsh.
If you wanted to get the water off a swamp, you say you're going to.
It is easy to avoid. You're going to drain it off, or you're going to be filling it in.
And you're going to drain it off, the thing that you dig to carry the water off?
Can I help?
What about if you had a heavy rain and water cut out a little?
Ditch.
Okay. And if it had gone on like that for a long time, and a lot of water landed, washed away, you'd call it a. If it was real big, you know, big enough to get down in.
Probably just a little canyon or something, you know.
Do you ever hear of a